Okay, Rabbi Zayin. Now, Kaf Tes Amud Aleph. Remember, we discussed the Etzem Din of Ritzufos, but there's a lot of details here. Let's pick up with the Batim, which we made reference to a few times, but we didn't go through the Gemara. So, the end of the last skinny line. Tanan Chetzkas Abatim. Ava Batim Du Mami Yadi B'Leilu Yadi. How can you have Cheskes Habatim? After all, there's no way to prove you were there at night. So, two answers. Amar Abayi, Man Masid Abatim Shivvi. Who normally would testify about houses? The neighbors. Shivvi made the Yadim Yomi Leila. Neighbors know day and night. And basically, all the Mefarshim say, they don't watch you every second of the day. They're not Big Brother. But the neighbors generally know you're there. They would notice if you left at night. They know the general mahalach. And if they see you there during the day and they see, they notice you're leaving at night, that's good enough. Rabba Amar, given the Asubay Trevor, Amri Anagrina, Mine, Darina, Be Klashin, Be Mama, O Vel, El Ya. Rabba says, no, you can have soul. After all, if two people say they rented it from you and lived day and night, then they know they were there day and night because it was themselves. And yet the chazak is for you because they were your tenants. And that works. Is there a machlokas between Abaye and Rava? So maybe you look more carefully than I did. I couldn't find anyone who is willing to put their name to the theory there's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. All the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rich, for everyone else, conclude that there's no machlokas. They're just giving two different entities, two different answers. Could be neighbors, or it could be tenants. Both the Rashba and the Ritva quote Yesh Omrim. I'm not sure who it is. That there's a machlokas Abaye and Rava, and that Rava is basically arguing with Abaye. Rava is saying, no, Abaye, you're wrong. Shechinim can't really testify about day and night because they're just making assumptions at a certain point. They don't keep track of you all the time. They just say you were there a lot and they didn't notice you leaving, and that's good enough. And therefore, maybe Rava has a higher standard of aegis and says that Shechinim are not good enough. Only Sokrim are there who mamish know everything, so it's them themselves. Again, that's Yesh Omrim, the Rashi, and the Ritva. But I don't, that's certainly not the mainstream. All the Rishonim say not that way. They're just giving two examples, and we'll go with that for now. The Gemara asks a side problem. Amrli Rav Yemer Rav Ashi, Hani Nogim Medusan Hang, Dilo Amri Hachem, Amri Lo Zilo Havala Agarbeisa Lahai. He says, how can the Sokrim testify there's a side problem? They are Nogea Beidus. Because, let's say again, it was who's the Eitans, the Marakama, and now Aryeh claims to be the house and he rented to two guys. Right, so these two guys say, we rented from Aryeh for the last 3 years. It's at, 5,000 shekel a month, 108,000 shekel. We paid him in rent, and then they make Aryeh win. But hold on a second, they don't give a dollar. Because if Eitan won, they would owe him 180,000 shekel. So how can we accept their testimony? So Amar Lei, Daini Deshveli Hachi Daini. Oh, what kind of lowly Dayanim may even think you can judge this way? Isn't the case where they haven't paid the rent yet? They're holding the 180,000 shekel, saying, who should we give it to? And therefore, they're not Nogim Adavar. Whoever wins in court, they'll give it to. They don't care who wins. And therefore, we accept their Eidos. Okay, enough for now. There's a Ravid who makes a lot of trouble here. Says the Ravid in the Sheet Megubetzes, he makes an Okemta. He says it must be that they rented it with a shtar. Says the Ravid, Sarach Lomer Dagrumine Bishtara. Some of them point out that most house rentals, unlike nowadays, are not done Bishtar. But you have to give him the Bishtar, the Tlashnin, a 3-year shtar. Why? And he gives two reasons. The Elo, his first reason is the Elo, Mena Yada Hachmai Hai De Ogerli. If there's no shtar, remember, shtar generally assume has a kol in halacha. If there's no shtar, how would the Marakama know who was the landlord who rented it to them? But oh, and he gives a second reason. Okay, his first reason is a little peculiar, I must admit. I'm not 100% sure what to make of it. Maybe someone has a bright idea what to make of it. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid says that you need Chiras Bishtar. Why? For two reasons. Meaning two independent reasons, it sounds like. Reason one is because if there's no shtar, how is the Marakama supposed to know who rented it to them? Right? If there's no shtar, then the Marakama doesn't know who rented it to them. Okay. Is this a convincing taina? That, well, it's no good. If he rents without a shtar, the Marakama has no way of knowing who rented it to them, and therefore it's not a valid chazaka. That's exactly what most of Rishonim don't analyze this half of the Raivit. They analyze the next sentence of the Raivit. The Ritva and the Meiri, who quote this sentence of the Raivit, say that who cares? Who cares if the Marakama knows the identity of the Mas? Basically, the Raivit assumes the Marakama has to know the identity of the Mas. Who cares if the Marakama knows the identity of the Mazik? He knows someone's in his house who he didn't sell it to. Right? So if he knows someone's in his house who he didn't sell it to, then regardless of whether he knows who rented it to them, who didn't, he should object because someone's living in his house without permission. So that's what the Rift and the Eerie say. Seems to be a very good taina.
Right. Doesn't he have to object in front of the Marakama? He doesn't know who. He doesn't know if it's these renter people or somebody else who's grabbed it and rented it to somebody.
So he should say, Reuben and Shimon, let's call Reuben and Shimon the tenants. He said, say, Reuben and Shimon are living in my house. I object and I'm going to sue them. Right? Or he should say, or whoever's behind them. Like, shouldn't he still object that someone's living in his house without permission? Meaning, what are we basically saying? If there's no shtar, he doesn't know that Aryeh rented it to Reuben and Shimon. He just thinks Reuben and Shimon are there. So he should think Reuben and Shimon are stealing his house. Why shouldn't he object that it looks like Reuben and Shimon stole his house? It's a little strange. What does the Ritva and the Meiri are cholik? And implicitly everyone's cholik, because most of the Rishonim don't even bring up this half of the Raivit, right? Because it's not necessary for the Marakama to know the identity of the Machzik. He should be Moche regardless. As long as someone's in his house, he should be Moche. What does he care who's in his house? If someone's stealing his house, that should be good enough. That's what both the Ritva and the Meiri say back to him. He says, okay, wherever they're lush, maybe I'll just read one of them. He says, right? Since they rented it, and they didn't rent it from him, they're living there without permission, he should have been mocha. Regardless, the Ritva says the Ritva says the same thing. So, yeah.
The whole period of the assumption that the machan has to be there's a story, and that's why if you're in there after you don't need to do it, and that's why if you're in the era after and shah's chayut, then you don't need to make the machan. The whole point of the machan is asking machan to the marakama.
It has to be machan of the marakama, it's being mochan on whoever's stealing it.
And the two rents are saying, we're not the people stealing it, we're just renting it.
From okay, but someone stole it.
So he has to make machan to him, but he doesn't know who that is.
So
the whole pyramid's built on that assumption. So it's not like a small thing to get rid of.
So but the right meaning there's no such thing as saying a moch on whoever, what are you assuming? He heard that people are living in his house. He heard that they didn't think they owned it. He didn't hear who rented to them, and therefore he can't make a macha if he doesn't know who to aim it at. He can't make a macha if he doesn't know who to aim the macha at. That's as far as the right bit. The macha has to be aimed at someone, and if you don't know who to aim the macha at, then, I mean, you're making two assumptions. Number one, you're making something tzius. He'll hear that they were sochrim, and he won't hear who they were sochrim from. He'll hear they're there, he'll hear that they're only tenants, and he won't hear who the landlord is. And there's no point in making a macha if it's not aimed at someone. Why? Why can't I just, stam, and whoever is renting someone my house? I don't know, maybe it won't get to him, etc. So it's interesting. So what's the far of the private? basically there are two possibilities. One is that there's no point in a mecha'a without an address. And he hears that they rented, but not from whom. And what Dovi is comparing it to is, we'll get to this, let's say someone's called B'shas Cheirem, right? They are in North Korea, right? Where there's an embargo, right? Cheirem is embargo or something, whatever it is. They're on the other side of the front and they can't communicate. So there's a big machlokes rishonim exactly why there's no chazaka of the markav shas cheira. The simple pshat is because he doesn't bother to be mocha because he knows the machal won't reach him. Likewise, if he doesn't know who the person is to be mocha against, he is convinced that there's no point being mocha, it won't reach him, etc. And therefore, he doesn't bother to be mocha. And since he didn't have a chance to be mocha, therefore, it is not a valid chazaka. Maybe that's the svar of the Raivid. The Akronim try to take the Raivid in all kinds of other funny ways, and you know, come up with one theory after another. Actually, the Tumor nicely summarizes three theories. The Achronim that no, it's not that there's no point in Mecha, but that he doesn't feel that his ownership is threatened. He doesn't feel his ownership is threatened. Why does he feel his ownership is threatened? Each Achron comes up with a theory that's stranger than the next. Either because you make an okemta, there are three different tenants, three different pairs of tenants each year, and therefore he doesn't feel his ownership threatened because everyone came in and out so quickly it seemed like they were just transient. Or that since there were two tenants, he thought each one of them meant the other one wasn't really living there. And unless there's a star to connect them, he thinks doesn't take it seriously when each guy is just kicking the other guy out every day. So how could they really be living there? How could two people really be living there all the time unless he hears a star? Or because he doesn't think anyone rented it to them. He just thinks that me, they meant they rented it from him. He does feel his ownership is threatened, but there's nothing he can do about it. And when he doesn't have the chance to make a machah, then it's not a valid chazaka, as is proven from the mainstream perush of what we call shas cheirem, that even though he hears about something, when he can't get the message back, his silence is not significant. And whatever pshat we take in Chezkis Gimel Shanim, if Chezkis Gimel Shanim works because of his shtika, well, if he didn't feel he could do an effective cha, then his shtika doesn't prove anything. If it works as a takana, you have to say, when he doesn't have a chance to make an effective macha, they didn't make it takana because they didn't want to be unfair. And if it's about the other guy being careful with his shtar, you have to say that when is the other guy careless with his shtar? When he feels confident that no one's going to object because the guy had a chance and didn't object. But the guy didn't even have a chance, then he doesn't feel confident and he knows a lot of reverse psychology on eight levels and lumdus and is still careful with his shtar. Okay, so that is the first part of the writing. Yes, sorry.
I don't know if this was what we're saying, but just some generally question on the Raivid. Why is Raivid so complicated to understand? Meaning, it's not just that he's saying that the person who's making the chazaka is the second guy who's called him, not the renter, the second guy. And so therefore, we just need to know who that meaning. We have to have proof to connect the renter.
Or the Murakama?
Murakama.
But why does he have to have proof? Shouldn't he just object that someone stole his land? Even if he doesn't have proof who? And then, okay, right. So you either have to say, for some reason, he doesn't feel threatened in this case. One of the or like Toby says, he does feel threatened, but since he doesn't know who to warn, there's no point warning the tenants because he's not going to sue them. And he doesn't know the address to warn the other guy. And when you just make him a chah, you don't say who it's for. The assumption is they're not going to get to him, which I guess makes a lot of sense, right? Even if I'm in Spain and you're in Germany, if I say,
Ari Levine, I'm out to get you. I'm going to assume you watch your back. It'll get to you. If I say, whoever did this to me is in big trouble, watch your back, it's not going to get to you. Even if, you know, someone can connect the dots, but it's not so posh. Okay, great. The second half of the right vid, which is what most of Rishonim argue about, only the Ritva and the Meiri really deal with this aspect, and then the Achronim go to town. The second half of the reason for the Ravid is, why does the Ravid think you need a Shtar? Because in order to have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, what do you need to do for 3 years? In two words? Achilas Peros, right? Here's the tricky part. What's the Achilas Peros? Now again, what we all have said, the Achilas Peros is that I got the rent money. But what's the problem? The Gemara is forced into an Okimta. That I didn't get the rent money yet, because if I had gotten rent money, there'd be no Gabba number. So it must be that I didn't get the rent money. And it must be that I didn't get the rent money. And if I didn't get the rent, and that's why they're still holding it, saying, who should we give it to? If I didn't get the rent money, there was no Achilas Peros.
Is that the only way to understand the Gemara, that there's an Okimta that they didn't give any money yet?
No, but that's a simple shot. But the other way.
I thought the simple shot is that no Dayan will make him pay twice. They'll just take the money that he already paid to the Mafsik and give it to Marakama.
No, I don't think that's shot. All the Rishonim say, what do you mean take the money and pay the Mafsik? The Mafsik is not volunteering to refund the money. And he was like, well, just sue the money. Very passionate. After all, someone owes you money. Just sue them in court and you'll have it tomorrow. That's not the way life works.
Correct, but you still wouldn't get stuck with no Gavin Delmar.
No, but I just don't think that's the Gemara saying. Where does the Gemara say that? The Gemara says they're holding the money and saying, who should we give it to?
The Rebbe's doing, they're making an unnecessary attempt. I mean, it's illogical to assume that they wouldn't be able to go get the money from the Mafsik after the venture statement.
Really? Yeah. Illogical to assume you can't sue a criminal for money he owes you? Good luck in life.
I don't plan against him.
Amen. Mirtz Hashem. Trust me. Basically, if you're dealing with a no good nick, you're never going to get any money in court.
I just think it's funny to make the assumption that we get money for that.
If a client doesn't pay, you're going to get money out of him in court?
Very difficult.
Here we go. If you still have the picture, you get money out of it. That's different some stories.
Sometimes you give it and they promise, yes, tomorrow.
Right. And that's not what you can do.
Very hard.
Okay, thank you.
Sometimes it's easy to give a civil one. Judgment after a criminal conviction.
Okay, again. Oh, we're getting a little far field now. Anyway, so what does he say? He says you need Achilas Peros. Or let's do better. The Mafsik needs Achilas Peros, and the problem is they haven't paid him the rent yet. The Mafsik needs Achilas Peros. But he hasn't collected rent yet based on these problems the Gemara had to say, you know, Kimpton, in order to get rid of the Gemara. So where's the Achilas Peros? So he says the Ravid, again, he's not saying Shtar home with Lidvos could go from dummy, but he's saying a Shtar is worth money. A Shtar is worth something. Certainly, if I have a Shtar that you owe me money, that's worth something. No one's saying it's worth face value, but it's worth something. And therefore, the Shtar is also a Shtar home. That he owes them 180,000 shekels. And therefore, that's Achilas Peros, because he is a shtar that they owe him 180,000 shekel. The shtar chov, counts as Achilas Peros. And this is the fundamental question all the Rishonim deal with here. No one agrees with the right. I'm pretty sure no one agrees. But he quotes one of his Chachmei something something, who seems to say the same as the Ravid. And if I was Chachmei Dorosh Shelefanenu, he needs a shtar. Okay. Chachmei Dorosh Shelefanenu is not the Ravid. It's one of the other, I forget who. So someone, but the Hashlama, stay for Hashlama. Okay. If it's a Sefer Hashlama, Sefer Hashlama gives the Ravid, fine. But none of the more famous Rishonim agree with the Ravid. But the question is, they fundamentally agree with the Ravid or not? Here, if you reshown them fundamentally in your group, Reagan, basically, here's the question. The question is, where is the Achilas Peros of the Mafsik? And here, we have two basic approaches in Rishonim. Where's the Mafsik's Achilas Peros if he didn't even live there? The Sochrim lived there. And don't say he collected rent. at first, because the whole point of the Gemara is that he didn't collect the rent. Otherwise, you'd have a side problem on Gavra Dara. So one of the two basic approaches. One approach is the approach of the Ravid and the Yad Ramah and the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban. I'm not sure who it is. We don't have footnotes in the Ramban. If we did, I don't know if you'd be sure who it is. One is the Ravid and the Ramah and the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban. They basically make an Okimta that, or maybe the Ramah's not Okimta, that the Machzik somehow, the Machzik somehow profited. How do you make an Okimta that the Machzik profited? So says the Raven, he didn't get the money, but he got a Shtar Chov. And a Shtar Chov is worth money. Right, he now has a Shtar Chov that these guys owe him 180,000 shekels payable at the end of 3 years, and that's worth money. Right, either A, says the right, he got a Shtar Chov. B, says the Yesh Omrim the Ramban, that he actually did collect the rent. If he collected the rent, then how come they're holding the rent in their hands if he collected it? Well, can the Yeshua and the Ramban say the Dochak? What's the case? He collected the rent, and then they took it back. Theoretically, this is a Machlokes Rishonim, but also if he collected the rent and then refunded it to them. Right? Meaning, you know, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. If he wants to get out of Nogei Abadavra and he collected the rent, can he just give them back the rent and say you're not a Nogei Abadavra anymore? Okay, that is we can get into it. That's a side point, a bit of a Machlokes Rishonim someplace. I wrote it down here someplace, but I don't remember where. Here it is. Rabbi Yonah the Meiri holds. Okay, anyway, he collected the rent, and they took it back. So then he had Achilas Peros to collect the rent. The fact they took back the money doesn't change the Achilas Peros. The Yad Ramah says it in a funny way. Says the Yad Ramah, clearly he needs Okim, he needs Hanoa. What does he say? He says, after all, they said we rented it from him. They didn't say we borrowed it from him. Why didn't the Gemara say we borrowed it from him? Okay, between you and me, I would have just said, because it's more common to rent houses than to borrow houses. You know, I don't know how many. Now, sometimes the ghost departments in Jerusalem, you have a little more, but still, people usually rent houses. But he makes a deal. He says, why do they say rent and not borrow? Only if he lives there, or he rented to someone else and took the money, or he profited in some other way. Says the Yad Ramah, clearly, if he doesn't live there himself, he needs to profit. He doesn't answer exactly how that works in the Gemara. You know, either he needs to take the money, but here he didn't take the money, unless he's going to say he gave it back. Or he needs to profit in some other way. He leaves it very vague, right? But still, he's definitely on this side. Says the Yad Ramah, doesn't explain, doesn't specify, but his shita is clearly on the side of the right of the Yesh Omrim. It only counts the chazaka if the machzik profited. How did the machzik profit? We have two theories and a general statement of the Yad Ramah. He collected the rent or profited in some other way. Exactly how it fits into Gemara, he doesn't say. You read the whole United Lani Yad Ramah, Dark Makosh, and he goes, okay, we have to make the joke, right? Why did it take the Jews 40 years to get through Midbar Sinai? Because they were Yotzim Yad Ramah. If they had taken a rush, but they would have made it in 2 weeks. When I was a kid, that was funny. But that's, however, most of Rishonim disagree. What do all the other Rishonim say? I don't know who he had on the Makoros sheet. We have the Ramban, the Rashba. Who else do we have here? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. There's more Rishonim also. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ode. What do they all say? They all say that, how do they answer the question, where did they feel his parents? The Shlichus. After all, I don't have to personally eat the payroll. Someone can eat the payroll on my behalf. And therefore, the fact, even if they didn't receive any rent, even if the nafkamina is, even if they had lent it to someone, right? The big nafkamina is lending, which the Yad Rav brings up. What if they had just lent the house to someone? That would also be a chilas peiros, even though they didn't profit, because they did profit. Someone profited bishlifusan. So what do they say? They say that the achilas peiros of the sochrim is bishlichos hamaskir, and the nafkamina is even lending the house counts, because after all, the achilas peiros are living there. They live there through my shlichus. That's enough. Big focus. Does lending the house count? As long as someone lives there bishlichusi, that's good enough. Or do I actually need to profit somehow? And how do I profit? One, two, or kintas, or maybe there are something else up his sleeve. We're not sure exactly what he had up his sleeve. However, he's going to work this out. Okay, so here we have a machlokas about basically what's the machlokas here. Can you use shlichos for achilas peiros? Right? Can you use shlichos for achilas peiros or not? That's the machlokas between the Rishonim here. What would we call it between the, really it's earlier Rishonim and later Rishonim. The earlier Rishonim provides the Gemara versus the later Rishonim of Catalonia. It's not 100% clear, like, what our intuition should. Achilas peiros al yidei shliach be good enough? Should achilas peiros, it's some of the Rishonim shluchos tzadikim also. Maybe it's not a classic shluchos adam. Shluchos adam kamoso, so yeah. But perhaps, I'm not, the Achronim in there give a lumdish analysis.
Makes an acronym between the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rashba regarding shlichos.
Okay, the Dukanius.
I saw that somewhere and I was not convinced at all.
But anyway, that kind of looks. It's possible that part of the focus here is again this. Nothing with the writing. We're not talking about the Marikanos. That's the first kind of writing. You were just talking about, is there, how much of an objective connection is there between the Machzik and this Karka? The Yesh Omrim and the Raivim and the Ramasik, you need an objective connection between the Machzik and the Karka. While the other Rishonim say, no, you don't need such a strong connection between the Machzik and the Karka. It's enough to really be Shlichus. Basically, anyone who's been in the Shir for a while, how many ways are there to explain the yisod of any machlokas generally?
Two.
They're arguing basically whether shlichus works for chesed gemal shanim. So they could be arguing about shlichus, or they could be arguing about chesed gemal shanim. Here, I don't have very specific things to commit myself to, but basically, what's the yisod of the machlokas? Either about shlichus or about chesed gemal shanim. Maybe they both agree you need a maisa of chazaka of the machzik. They just disagree whether shlichus counts or not. After all, shluchas blood and kamoto count for everything. After all, not everything can be done by ishliach. There's a famous Nuke Yosef in Bamatzia, which we learned. How long ago? Not so long ago, Bamatzia, right?
Long time ago. Very long ago.
Oh, yeah?
Before I was
6 years or so.
No, more.
Okay, whatever it was. Okay, maybe it was longer. Fine, maybe it was long ago. Maybe it's 12 years ago, whatever. Okay, anyway, when do I even bump see it before your time? Okay, Seder. Anyway, we saw, but you have to remember that in Mukhe Yosef, at least, who said, Shlichos de Malamaho. Right, so the question is, perhaps, does Shlichos de Malamaho count for everything? Maybe Shlichos de Malamaho only counts when you are the shliach of an owner, when someone has the bitewas to make you a shliach. And over here, it's not so clear. It's the whole point of being a chazaka. Maybe he does not have that stance. Maybe shluchos adam kamoso only works. Again, this is, there's like a, this I think Tosafot Rid really means, which we're not going to get into now, when you are doing something that inherently is connected to the mishaleach. When you're just living in a house on your own, maybe it doesn't. So, without getting into details, one thing is sort of the machlokas. You throw it, hamachlokas, and then we'll move on. There's always two ways. Because whenever it's hamachlokas, the X works for Y, either how does X work or how does Y work, right? So either it's about shlichus,
And they're arguing that lo mahani l'chazaka, or mahani l'chazaka, or it's about cheskes gimel shavim. Why would it be about cheskes gimel shavim? They're arguing that shlichus. Everyone agrees that maybe you can't literally have shlichus here, or maybe at least you can. Basically, cheskes gimel shavim is. Objective, or let's, I would say perhaps maybe a little better, at the risk of oversimplifying, because it could be very hard to be too specific, that's why I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. But if you say the Iker is really Din Muzakos, right? Iker is really about Muzakos. Maybe for Muzakos, you need a personal connection to this Karka, the Muzak in this Karka. You need a direct connection. You need to directly be Okal Peros somehow. If the Iker is not Muzakos, right? Remember, even the Ramban and Ritva, etc. Maybe, okay, yeah, until 3 years you need the Heriku to your star. The Iker is actually Muzakos. The Gaon who explained based on Muzakos, if the Iker is shtikas marakama, then we understand that it might not be so important that I have a direct connection to this. What does I have some connection to this? You know, I can't say I have no connections whatsoever, then who am I? But as long as I have some connection, and even if my connection is not concrete, then maybe you don't need a concrete connection. Between the machzik and the karka. So you could say that this has to do, again, everything, it's gonna be very hard to pin down the shitas here, but because we don't know, they could be arguing about the standards of shlichus, or they could be arguing about the nature of cheskes gimel shanim. I think intuitively, if cheskes gimel shanim was all about me being muchzak on this karka, I'm muchzak this karka by some objective connection to it. Not if someone else is, you know, is machzak and has me in mind. If you're talking, no, the answer is just that he was silent. Of course I need to be connected, because if I have nothing to do with this karka, what right do I have to claim anything? But as long as I claim, look, I'm behind what happened, even though I had no direct connection, maybe that's good enough. Okay, but I'm not going to go further than that. We'll take a word from our sponsor and then go by turn. I thought you had a question.
Thanks so much. The impression that I get from the two different possibilities that you said about, okay, it's very different in terms of what shlichut is. I was initially confused about the Ramban, how we can say that shlichus works for chazaka. I would have thought that, like, to be okal parrot, you need to put it in your mouth. Like, we're talking about parrot itself. That's like, can you take lulav or something? You said hasukah or something. I would have thought that was more connected. And then dafka in the cheskes shel hashanim possible way of the sermach lukin. Then the idea is that we need a the idea is that you don't need a concrete connection. My question is basically, what type of shlichus is it? I don't really understand why it's not like shaking a lulav.
So here it gets to how seriously you take the formulation of shlichus or most, etc. Well, okay, why would not like shaking the lulav? Let me answer your very nikudati question. I would say number one, because shaking a lulav, well, according to Rukhayan, because shaking a lulav is not something you have the right to do, something you have an obligation to do. Here I'm claiming to have the right to do it. Or perhaps because shaking a lulav is not, shaking a lulav is something you have to do with your body, what most people understand. And Achilles Pierce is not about my body, it's about my bank account. After all, everyone agrees that if I get the money in my bank account, that's good enough, right? So therefore, it's not bodily, but it is financial, shlichus works. So I think one could answer that question.
There is often under Shalvana. Is that similar? Meaning, how exactly am I? How can I claim that when I admit my bank account is for someone else?
No, what I mean is that everyone agrees if they paid me the rent, that's called a Achilles Pierce, even though I didn't do anything with my body.
right? So it shows achilah peiros is not bodily achilah. It is profit.
Yeah, but if
profit
it,
you can have.
But if you're calling it shlichus, then what is what mode of shlichus is it? You know, are they?
I'm standing here as a shliach to profit for me.
He's offering for himself.
What?
How does this bank account?
Okay. But you're saying that sorry. Okay, perhaps then we really have to get into dim orif. So what else benefits? Perhaps it can count as my benefit. And let's say we're going to get beyond what we plan to talk about today.
Understood. Okay.
Okay. Dovi, did you want to make an error?
I just find it very strange that a halakhic concept of shlichus should have any relevance to the psychology of how a person keeps their shalom.
That is a good point. I would say one of two things. Meaning for most Rishon, this is Rove Rishon, right? Either A, say, it's not about how long I keep my shtar for. That's what makes it 3 years, but mainly it's about just being muhsak in it. So perhaps it's not only about how long I keep my shtar, or perhaps it's about how long I keep my shtar, but Chacham made a takana. Once they made a takana, you have to be yosef takana formally. Or maybe shluch shalom poses about davka. I know it's always people don't like when I say that. They can do like Shmuel will make a big hakira. Who said shluch shalom poses about davka? Who said lav davka? I'm not sure if it's how much you die. It could be that they didn't mean the halachic concept of shluch shalom poses. So they meant that when someone's doing something for me, I feel like I'm connected to it. Okay, that's the only three answers I can think of. Again, either A, it's really only. The main point is the b'chazakos, and only side point is the shar, or even if the shar wants the takana, you have the yotzi takana, which I don't love, or the shluch shalom poses lav davka, which you're not going to love, but I think is quite possible. Okay, yeah.
So Rabbi thinks that there's no difference to her b'chazakos.
Correct. Okay, what do I think? I don't know. You're saying whether they say shluchas on kamosa or they don't use the
shluchas. I don't think it's just that. I think you also said the Ramban said also about the basically how you command the darke being done.
Okay.
That's number one. The Rashi also has like the side saying shluchas. He said not kamosa, and he said even if you lend it out to here and also with the zaka, as long as he's like.
Okay, so basically what you want to say is that the if you want to die to wash the Rishonim, which okay, I don't mean Hashem say it against, but maybe the Ramban is more like we're talking about Amman is Shlichos. And maybe they're arguing about Shlichos, while the Rashba is talking more about connection. Is a indirect connection good enough or do you need a direct concrete connection? That's what you want to say. Okay, I'll move it. I'm not sure, but certainly worthy of being on the board. Okay, Mike, let's go on to the Gemara. Now we get to the difficult line, right? Amar Mar Zutra, the Itan v'Amar, right? We're not sure what he means. We're not sure who the antecedent or subject of any of the words are, and we're not sure what the Gersa is. But we're sure that it has something to do with someone in a house. The time of Amr Leser Trey Sadi Las, who they lay or li, the Darbe Flash Nibi Mamo Valelia. If someone tainas and says, I want Adem to testify that there was Dira day and night, Tanase Taina, that is the valid Taina. But Umod Marzotra Brooklyn by Yaros, the Avg, or Modi, perhaps Marzotra. That's the Gersa. Abigail and Tanina Le Anan. And even though he said something about a Taina and Brooklyn was by Yoros, even if you don't Taina, Bezdin Taina is for you. Okay, the motor of Hunam Hashem concludes that that's very clear. I got the details, but it's very clear what it's saying. Okay, so let's figure out what Marzutra means. There are probably six main pshatim in Marzutra, but one of them is the mainstream pshat in Marzutra. Let's start with the mainstream chat in Marzutra, right?
Right. Most Rishonim say, what do most Rishonim say that Marzutra means? That if who tainas? If who tainas?
The
Ma'arer tainas. If the Ma'arer tainas, you'd have to have the Girsa of Lishadu. If the Ma'arer tainas, the Girsa would be like we have printed, Lishadu Le. I demand Adim who will testify for him. He brings Adim that are not good enough. I demand better Adim who will testify for him to day and night. Right? Now, let me just to forestall any confusion. Exactly how many different ways there are to be a Farish Mar Sutra is somewhat subjective. What you count as another variation, the same way, what you count as a different way. So, you know, try not to argue with me about that, and we'll stick to the substance. But most Rishonim say, most Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Tosos, meaning the first day in Tosos, whatever you call it, the Rimigash, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rebbeinu Yonah, the Rashba. Okay, it's really most Rishonim say, and they would have the Gersa of Way, Lishad Way, and what they say is that. Let's say it this way. Ta'an me'arer sheyavi eidim al yom v'layla tarach lahavi eidus yom v'layla o yafsid. Right, that's the mainstream shtar of the Rishonim. If I bring eidim who don't testify about day and night, and then you, the Ma'arer, say, no, I demand Eidos of day and night. Now I have to bring Eidos of day and night, or else I lose. Okay, how does this tie into, this is very technical, but how does this tie into Abaye and Rava? Mm-hmm. Here we have a many-way machlokas Rishonim. We have three basic pshatim. How this ties into Abaye and Rava, if I understand correctly. One is, which is what it sounds from the Rashbam, and this Meforish and the Tosos Rid and the Iri and the Rush. What it means is that if he doesn't taina, I can bring Stam people to be made. And you don't need Abaye and Rava. Meaning he's making no kimta in Abaye and Rava. Everyone asked you making a kimta in Abaye and Rava, He shouldn't have said if he tied it. He should have said if he doesn't tie it, Abaye and Rava are wrong. So no. He's really going back to Rav Huna before Abaye and Rava. He's saying, before we get to Abaye and Rava, you should know that if he tied it, then you need better Eidos. And that's what Abaye and Rava were trying to say. So just, I mean, again, this is very technical. Let's just work out the technicalities. I think it's very technical. That one shot is, he low taught in Sagi. Aiden Sam, he taught in Sarech Shchenim Osochrim Ke'abaye Verum. Right, that's one shot of sort of exactly how they fit in with the Abaye and Rava. And that is, I think that's what their Rashbam sounds like, right? And that's what the Rid is very explicit in the Meiri and the Rush, the Tosos Rid, the Meiri. The Rush, the Matmos of the Rashbam, the Oat. The second shot is, no, that he's basically getting involved between Abaye and Rava. He lo ta'in
Ah, if he doesn't taina, then Abai is right. Shkeinu are good enough. After all, we didn't notice anything. He taught in, then Sarah, Ejus Sofrim. After all, Sofrim's a higher level than Shkeinu. If he doesn't taina, then Shkeinu are good enough. Ah, they weren't there 24-7? Okay, it's good enough. He taina's no, I demand better Ejus. Then you need Sofrim, who were there 24-7 by definition, because they were themselves. That is Rabbeinu Yonah. It's also the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef. And the Ritva quotes it, Bashem, whatever. Against us Rabosa, against us Rabbeinu Yonah, this is Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ran, the Yosef, or not. And basically, the Rashba quotes Yish Omrim, who says that this is the Shita of Rava. Rava's coming to say, if you taina, you need, you know, and this is. With feed one Yish Omer the Rashba. Remember, said the Yish Omer the Rashba. Zehu machlokes Rava negative Ayin. Remember, I said there's one Yish Omer, there's machlokes. The Ritva said Sabi's machlokes. Rava doesn't allow Shechinim and we demand Sochrim. He says no. The machlokes is if there's a Taina, Rava doesn't allow Shechinim and demand Sochrim. The third shot is the Raivin and the Rashba, the Ritva. Which says it's not saying you only need Abai and Rava if he tainas, or Abai is good enough if he doesn't tainas, Rava and tainas. It's within Abai. Abai you need Abai and Rava. Plus you need Abai and Rava. But even within Abai and Rava, there's two ways to do it. You can have Shechinim and Sochrim who come and just testify he lived there 3 years, or you could say explicitly, you could grill them and interrogate them and say day and night or not day and night. So, Ilo Ta'in. Sagi, Eidos, Shechinim, Osochrim. Some of them mention Osochrim, some of them mention Shechinim. Al Gimel Shanim, Stam. Itain, Srichim, Itain, Bifeirosh, Al Yom Balayla. Meaning, we assume a Sam Socher or Shachin who testifies means Yom Balayla. But if you recount the taina, then we're in the suffix and we say, are you sure you meant Yom Halayla? And this is the approach of the Ravid and the Rashba and the Ritva. Again, I think this is all very much a technical issue. What I want to get to is the more interesting question of what kind of taina are we talking about? What kind of taina are we talking about? There's a lot of interesting issues here. What kind of taina are we talking about that... what kind of taina? Tainas barn or tainas general? What kind of taina makes us raise our standards of egos? Okay, so who says it's only the taina bivadai? Who says only the taina bivadai?
The Rashbam.
The Rashbam. Well, I think a lot of Rishonim, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a whole list there, right?
It's not a list.
Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, the Rav, the Iri, I'm sure I'm forgetting someone. Who was on the Makor sheets? Rabbeinu Yonah was on the Makor sheets, right? The Rashba. I don't know if the Iri were on the Makor sheets. Well, what was that? They say Tainas Vada. Who said even Tainas Shema?
Famously the Rambam. The Rambam.
Famously the Rambam. The Rambam is very explicit. What's the lush of the Rambam? The Rashbam is explicit. Let's just read one of each, right? We're not going to read everyone. It says the Rashbam, Itan v'Amar, etc. The came in the Tan Tainas Bari, the Gomar Nigra, Isishul Darba Lelos. He thanks her, I saw he wasn't there at night. He's a liar. Then we require a higher standard of Eidos because he gives a Tainas Bari. The Rambam is very explicit. Le'idachisa, right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Tan Balochatzer v'Amar, Shema lo shachan b'Yom Halayla. Okay, you have the word Bari and the word Shema right there. The Ramban also agrees with the Rambam. He has a discussion at the end. He concludes, right? He has like a last line. He says, Miu mistabra delo b'Yom Bari, elokim no leis l'sadi ha'betayna. You don't need a Bari. The Ramban, it seems to me, and I think the Rishonim, many, it sounds like this one, the Rishonim, like the Rini Gash, he's not so explicit. But the Rebbe Gash also sounds like the Taina Shema, right? Itan, what does he say? Pirsha, first he has the Rif, gave a Pirsha and a Tshuva, which I don't know what it is. I don't think we have the Tshuva that he doesn't like.
and he has a lot of kashas on it, so he forgot that. Who knows? Maybe it was a bit chanan, who knows? But Lav Davka, what does he say? He says, Dahad, etc. Davka, the Tana to waver relates to Sadi Masadi Darbi Yam of Laila, but Lotan Haki Lotaninole. Okay, it doesn't say anything that I know anything. That's clearly seems to be the mashmash of the Rini Gash. Mm-hmm. Right, the Rini Gash also sounds that way as well. He didn't say the word Shema, but he didn't say anything that I know anything. He just says, bring Adam. You know what? I'm not even giving parentheses. You could if you want. Okay. Who makes more sense here? Tainus Bari or Tainus Shema? Tainus Bari, because after all, if we're talking about standards of evidence, then it makes sense that if I say I know something, then we require a higher standard of evidence. After all, we have counter evidence. The guy's time is obviously the guy's time is after some of the winner lose money because they claim it. But at least if I claim it, then you'll need more proof on your side. Basically, what are we saying? We're saying we need an assumption. What was our assumption? Our assumption was that they were probably there day and night. It's good enough. Our assumption that general ethos is good enough for day and night. Because mistama, they're there day. We made a mistama assumption. Okay, we made a mistama assumption. Do we have the right to make mistama assumptions? Yeah, if there's no evidence otherwise, the guy says, I saw it by own eyes, it's not true, then we have no right to make an assumption anymore. And we say, oh, like I said, it's own eyes, not true. We can't make an assumption. Rather, we have to prove everything. That really makes perfect sense. And that's Reini Yonah's taina. Reini Yonah's big taina against the Rambam Udeime. He says, what does he say here? He says, "Lo matzino hefresh b'dini mamonas being tan below tan, elevating tan time is bari, benchena tan das bari." We never find a difference in the mamonas whether you claim something or not, unless you claim it time is bari. Never claim to say, "Well, maybe wasn't there at night." We never find it makes a difference in the mamonas. In the mamonas, then it knows all the maybes and they take it into account and try to achieve the MS. And done in MS on mito means if something's a suffix, you resolve it, and if it's not a suffix, you don't have to resolve it. It doesn't make a difference. The guy says maybe. The guy says Tainus Bari. That changes all of the name of Bari Shema Bari Adif. Okay, we pass a lot of Bari Adif. In many cases, it's Bari Adif. Many Shmuas depend on Taina. Everything depends on Tainus Bari. Since there's one case where within Tainus Bari, it depends on someone makes a claim that's called a special Shmua called the Shabbat Mivu Paticha. Swear you didn't pay me back when I claim you paid me back. Okay, that's a special takana, only if I make an extra claim, swear you didn't pay me back. So that's a unique takana, when there's already Tainus Bari. We never heard that there's a difference in Dini Mamonos and Choshen Mishpat. In Bezdin, if I say I know something, that makes a difference. If I say maybe, we never heard that. They know all the maybes without me. I don't need to tell them maybes. So that seems to be a strong taina. The Svara is Nephi. Mistama. Dar gam balelos. Ella imkain yesh tainas bari shelo dar balelos. Yeah, we can't have mesama. There's a tainas bari against it. But what shot? Right. That's a little difficult. What shot in the Rambam? What shot that tainas shema to make a difference? What's that kind of chemist make a difference? Okay, so how do you defend the Rambam and the Ramban? I must admit, the pshat of the Gemara is like the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rigash. Itan va'omar le susadi. Doesn't say, itan va'omar, I know something. Doesn't say, itan va'omar lo. Says, bring proof. Everyone knows the pshat is like Rambam and the Ramban. They just say, it doesn't make sense. It can't be. So you have to add in, itan va'omar, I know it's not true, so prove it. That's what it says. It just says fun Omar. So
the only issue with saying that that's Pashuk Pshat is that you have to say it's also Pashuk Pshat that Mar Zutra is responding to Abaye and Rava with a disagreement. Because Abaye and Rava don't make the distinction. They say Nitzdama.
Who says disagreement? Maybe no Kemta. Kemta's not a disagreement. Makes no Kemta to
Abaye and Rava say their Shita and then Mar Zutra
makes no Kemta.
It must be that
okay. Kind of. Right. So anyway, who wants to who wants to defend the Ramban, Ramban and the Rimi Gash?
The easiest way is the Shach.
The easiest way is the Shach, although it's the cheapest way, right?
on Sedra.
That's always the first sentence.
Taina Shema Lav Davka. Obviously, no one means a Taina Shema. Taina Shema Lav Davka. Taina Shema Lav Davka. Obviously, no one means Taina Shema. But the Rambam and the Ramban, the Yash mean is, I mean, this one is really like the Rambam, he didn't mean Taina Shema. He meant a Taina that's not 100% sure. What does this mean? I came and checked a few times at night and didn't see them. It could be just coincidentally they were in the bathroom or whatever. But I have partial evidence that they weren't there at night. So one answer is, says the Shach, Taina Shema, the Shach is found in the Sifta, so he's legit. Interestingly, he's also found in the Shach. Taina Shema Lavdavka. Hello, what was his time? Yeah, his time was, I had partial evidence he wasn't there at night. What's his partial evidence? He said, I didn't check enough times to be statistically significant that he wasn't there at night. If I checked 40 times he wasn't there at night, that would be Tynus Bari. No, I checked twice and I didn't see him there at night. It could just be, you know, he was in the bathroom at the time, he was at a chasana, whatever, you know. But I have partial evidence, meaning partial evidence. Not that he brings objective partial evidence. He says, I myself saw indications that he didn't live there at night. Okay, so basically he turned around into everyone else. That's just a lower level Tynus Bari. I have a Tynus Bari that the odds are he wasn't there at night. Okay, if you want to really take Taina Shema, then it's going to be a little tricky. I thought maybe you could say based on Tosfos written. Tosfos written, I don't know if he's very explicit about what are the analyzing the Sfachlokas, but the Tosfos written says, what's the point of his Taina? He certainly doesn't say. The point of his Taina is to provide counter evidence and override Mestama. Mestama, whoever seems to have been there was there at night, until counter evidence overrides Mestama. Obviously, Taina Shema can't override Eidos and Shah, but it can override Mestama. Or the Shah says it wasn't really Shah. You know, Shah basically says the same thing. Says the Tosfos Rid, why is this Taina important? He says, really, we don't need his Taina. Says the Rid, really, we're Mesopic even without his Taina. It's just that he doesn't Taina, he's doing the Hodas Balbin that he was there at night. And then you can say for the Rid, even a Taina Shema is enough to make it not a Hodas Balbin. That makes a lot of sense. If I say maybe, then I'm not doing Hodas Balbin. I'm saying, I don't know, maybe. What's the point? The point is that whether or not he's there at night, one thing you should know. What's the Tosfos assuming? Yeah, you have to make the assumption he was in town, etc. I should know whether or not he was there at night. Therefore, if I go into court and I don't say he wasn't there at night, it's as if I'm explicitly saying he was there at night. So says the Rid, we are naturally mesopak. At night, unless there is a shtika ke'oda of the ma'arir. If the ma'arir gives shtika ke'oda, I don't say anything, then I admit he was there at night. But as long as the ma'arir is not moda, we're naturally mesopak. We don't need something to override in the stomach. We're naturally mesopak, and therefore, even if you get a tiny shema, again, the Rid doesn't say it's a tiny shema, I don't think. But even if you have a type of shema, that's enough. Take away shtika ke'oda. And you don't need a reason to be mesopak. You just need to take away the reason not to be mesopak. Okay, those are the two hesderim that I've seen in the Rishon HaBachron. I don't know if there's more than the Sifta. Or even if there is, I don't know how convincing it is. But the third possibility is just very radical, which is exactly what Rabbi Yonah doesn't believe in, which is to say that Bez Din only investigate possibilities that we ask them to investigate. That is a big chiddush. Again, that might be true. And like, I don't know how it works in modern Western legal systems. It could be that they only think about points that the lawyers bring up. I have no idea. I'm not a jurist. But that would be very radical to see me again. So I hear Bez Din's supposed to. Obviously, you know, they don't know what someone's going to time until they time them. Obviously, taking the help of the other guy's shtick and the other guy's timers. But Bezin is supposed to have done it in MS, to defus MS on their own and explore all angles on their own. Anything which is, you know, worthy of investigation, they should investigate on their own. So it's a little bit radical to say that really I bring up the shemas that Beis Din's misafik about. If not, which is why maybe you have to give one of the other two hesperim for the Ramban and the Ramban and the Rinagash, because otherwise it's true. It doesn't seem to be true. Is what Rabbeinu Yonah denies. We never find that Taina Shema makes a difference anywhere in the Torah, in Dini Mamas, which seems to be true. So it would be a little too radical. This would be too machodesh to say that Beis Din only investigates Sfeikos that we ask them to investigate. That would be a little too radical, which is, I don't have a proof for this. It would be nice, right? Some other proof, put together, find some other round, which does it wonderful. I don't really have any proof for this. I think it's a little too radical. It does seem to go against our hashkafa of how business is supposed to work, where, you're not supposed to have lawyers, and the dayanim are supposed to do the redifas and emes on their own, and you're just supposed to provide facts. So Lahore, you'd have to say like one of the other transparent. Okay.
So, but are you making there for a difference between Tainas Shema and not saying anything at all? You're still demanding in this Mahalakh.
Demanding Tainas Shema because the Shach, we don't literally mean Shema. So you're demanding Tainas Bari. Or, like the Tos Rav, you demand Tainas Shema because otherwise it's Shika Kodaf, you don't say anything at all. Or maybe very rapidly, you demand Tainas Shema because it's totally different way of looking at Beis Din. Beis Din only asks questions that you tell them to ask. But that would be very bad.
If there's a stimus the other way.
What?
Only if there's a stimus the other way.
No, obviously only, correct, meaning only up to a certain point. Obviously, if something at 50-50, they're going to ask on their own. But investigating, correct. Obviously, 50-50, they're going to ask on their own. But things which, are not 50% likely, I don't know where to draw the line, then it's based on our request. That would be very radical because that's what we usually think of Beis Din, which is why, I'm not too confident about it. As a matter of fact, I'm sort of confident not.
It would be that not in the context of Beis Din where it's like very unclear because the examples that attend Shem would be able to at least clarify a response.
When it comes to Beis Din Shem, which is so unclear in the first place, even the time of Shema will be able to do what? It's not going to tell us anything we don't know, right? We already know everything's possible.
We're going back and forth as to who has more proof. And the fact that the Nahara has the right to claim from the Machzik that you have Eden Dapa for Yom Kalil.
Right, it's just still a little funny because what did the Rebbe Yonah say? We might have if we're mistaken whether he was there at night, we should require Aegis because we wanted the MS. And if we're not Masopas, just because the guy says, I demand, what should they make a difference if we're not Masopas? So you're saying something special because it's Moshana, but I'm not sure what you mean. Okay, think about it. Okay, let's go on to the second way of learning our subject. Here is a very, very strange Rama. Although I admit it goes together with the strange Yad Rama, which I don't have such a nice shot in. But I think I have a nice shot in the Rama. I apologize. I should have put the Evan Ozel on the Makor sheet. I only this morning discovered that my whole nice shot in the Rambam was all the Evan Ozel. Mamish Barachu B'Chak Tana. So I would have put it on the Makor sheet if I had discovered it before this morning. But okay, I don't have any fusion in the Rambam. I'm only going to tell you over at Evan Ozel. It's a very nice Evan Ozel. The Evan Ozel is perfect. But what's the second Shana Mar Zutra? The second Shana Mar Zutra is, it's similar. Here is the Rambam and the Yad Rama. And if you ask why do I put the Rambam on two lists, it's because the Rambam actually says two things, right? We'll get to that in a second. Maybe we'll I have an answer to that also, but let's take one set of time. What do they say? They say it's talking about Eidos Sofer. What they mean is, they also have the Gersa of Lay. But what they mean is this. In Hey V. Eidos Sochrim Shedaru Sham Yom Halayla. Bitan Me'ar Er. Bitan Me'ar Er.
Right? He's not discussing whether we assume day or assume night. Right? The day and night is just a not a coincidence. It's just a hinky tensi here. We're talking about day and night. We ended up with Rava saying that day and night are sokrim. If he says, no, I want real acres of day and night, not your puzzled sokrim, then the sokrim are puzzled. This is a very big fish. Right? If I don't tie to anything, the sokrim are kashal edus. If I tie to something, the sokrim are kashal edus. It's very peculiar. Since when? Meaning, forget about Rabbi Yonah. Also, since when does Bezdins change what they think based on what you tie to? You know, since when does Ada become kashal based on what you tie to? But the Rambam says it. I'm not making it up. Says the Rambam. The Rambam says two things. First, it says, like both you showed. Right, whether it's him, whether it's Sokrem, nothing special about Sokrem. If I say maybe whoever lived there didn't live there day and night, that's a Valentina. And we say, bring Adim for Yom Valayla or go home. Then he says, even if he brought Adim who are Sokrem, Hitzkir Anu, one of Hitzkir Vajaranu by Yom Valayla. And he says, nope, then the Sokrim bring different Edim because it's about them and not about the Machzik and their Puzzle Aegis. Right? They're Baladover and Puzzle Aegis. And the Ramah says the same thing. Says the Ramah, says the Yad Ramah, Amar Mar Zotra, Eton, Amar Lech, Sad, Darbar, Tlashim, Yom Laila, etc. Had Mar Zotra, etc. is all about the Negiah Be'edus. And what does he say? We said they're not Negiah Be'edus because they're holding the money asking who to give it to. Itan va'amar, no, leisu. Itan va'amar, leisu, hani, girsat, dar, ba'klashim, yom, alay, bo, nichalei, kul, su, dusayin, da'giri. No, let them bring other Edim. I don't want to accept the testimony of these Sokrim. Why should they know Be'edus? I accuse them of being Negiah Be'edus, basically. What does the Rambam say? I accuse them of the Negiah Be'edus. What's the lashon of the Rambam? Again, not in those words, and maybe not really, but says the Rambam's lashon is, it's about them. It's not about the machzik that you testify. I'm passing them as Negiah Be'edus. I'm also passing them as Negiah Be'edus. They're already paid, and they're Negiah Be'edus. Ah, but the Kidya Agrib Gairi are roommate Kamarim. What do I say? I say there are no Negiah Be'edus, and they already paid, and they're trying to not have to pay the real owner pay twice. Ah, they're holding the money saying you didn't pay yet. They're lying. They already paid. They just took other money and said, here, we just want to know who paid. We haven't paid yet because they want to lie and say they were there 3 years, day and night, because they want the Machzik to win, so they won't have to pay me. So I say, they're liars. They really paid already. So I'm believed. That is the that is the Yad Ram. So the Yad Ram says, I can, my time now passes the Le'idos. Now here's the interesting part. It's not even a tiny bari. The Rama clearly is not talking about tiny bari. That's the context. We haven't read. We say anything about tiny bari. What does he say? It's not nichali to recover their edus because they're tricking and they're lying. He doesn't say anything about tiny bari. It sounds like even a tiny shema, right? And the mashmos is. Mashmot is, right? Tanya Shema. My Tanya Shema can possibly eat. Now that's a funny thing. You ever hear Tanya Shema possibly eat? Though we see the inquiries to eat, I say, no, maybe they're possible. Maybe they're really, I mean, anyone can maybe give a dollar, right? Maybe he just paid the money to testify falsely. Maybe, you know, they're really his secret partners in this endeavor, and he's just pretending he's the guy suing me, and they're really his partners, and they're going to each get a third of the money. And maybe a lot of things. Obviously, you can't have no sane person in any legal system in the world will think that I can just come into court and say, maybe your Edom are no gay of a number and possible them. And then that's the end of Aegis. So this is a peculiar Rambam slash Yad Ramah. So, what is the
What is the pshat here? Again, the Yad Raman doesn't give me a ton to work with here, I admit. But here we have a fundamental machlokes between the shach versus the nosek kelim on the page. Again, not the day of disagreeing with the shach. That's just coincidence. But it is the day where I think that the shach says a lot of things to Ben the Rambam that are not shot in the Rambam.
Isn't that a standard thing, Choshesh the Kanuna? In many cases, we do that.
First of all, we're never Choshesh the Kanuna when we have two Edim. No, Choshesh the Kanuna is all kinds of weird star issues, etc. You ever heard two Edim come into court and they say, Choshesh the Kanuna? I never heard that in all of Shas. Never heard. And not to mention the fact, even if we were Choshesh the Kanuna, why does the guy saying so make a difference? I think they're liars and they're pulling a trick on me and they're no gave Edos. Everyone kind of the Edom against them are lying. Shoyach. You ever heard someone say the Edom against them are telling the truth? It seems very strange at face value.
Don't we say it when there are a bunch of Edom Zomen who show up?
When there are Edom Zomen who show up, I have no
A bunch of them show up and each one and
you mean
one set
of, we stopped as he's doing
my right.
Again. First of all, that's a machlokes, and I don't think we paskin that way, if I recall correctly. And second of all, that's something very, very, very strange. And third of all, that has nothing to do with whether the guy timed us or not. No one thinks it depends to be timed as a status he's new. It's better than the size of their own, using their own logic. If you told me Bezin and their own logic was mostly for Kanun, you know, they have a government that would be okay with me. But that's not at all what the Rambam and the Amram are saying. You know, I wouldn't question Chazal's judgment if they say, this case, we're choshesh for nogeya b'davar because we use our brains and our common sense and think that. The seder, which has nothing to do with what the other guy says, because you're nogeya b'davar, he seems the person least qualified to tell you whether the others are nogeya b'davar or are not nogeya b'davar. And I think it's very peculiar.
With this read of Mar Sutra, it sounds like he's very much responding directly to what
Rabbi Meir is saying. He's responding directly. This is a great read of Mar Zutra in terms of the flow of the Gemara. Even though it's not necessary, because you could always be responding 3 lines ago, they just dealt with a tangent, and then you're going back, or 4 lines ago. But it's a nice, Rabbi Meir said we get out of Nogeva Eidos by showing up and holding money. And I say, no, but a tiny nut could override that. But it's just the weirdest thing ever. It's so weird that the Shach out of desperation says, against the Yad Ramah, and against the Magid Mishnah, and against the Lechem Mishnah, the Shach, out of desperation, says, hold on a second, where in Hilchas Toin V'Nitan is the part about whether they paid already, they're holding the money? Is that anywhere in Toin V'Nitan? The part about whether they're holding the money or they paid already? No, but it's in Hilchas Eidos. Hilchas Eidos is straight out our sugya, right? Obviously, from our sugya, no other sugya you got it from. If he's holding it, says, I'll pay to whoever wins, he's not no gave it, he's made. If he's already paid, then he's no gave it, because if this guy wins, he's already paid. If this guy wins, he's going to have to pay again. Okay, so the Rambam quoted Hilchos Eidos. He didn't explicitly tell us in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan if he had put it all in one place. I'm not blaming him for putting it in different places. What was his svara? His svara was the Hilchos Eidos point, the general Eidos point, not only about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. What it's not about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Stam, I don't know. I claim that I bought it from you on Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tavshin Ayin Tes. You know, in the den with the pipe. And you claim not. So two Edom come and they testify. It's a general rule. Or so from them, but not from the Hilchos. Over here, he's putting things there specifically how to prove Cheskes Gimel Shanim. But what the Rambam didn't tell us, which he should have, is the Okimta and Hilchos Toin V'Nitan that they paid already or that they didn't pay already? Right? Says the Shach out of desperation. What's the Svara? So here, there's two ways of doing it. Says the Shach out of desperation. Says the Shach, he makes it Okimta de kvar shilmu haskiros. Right, they already paid. He makes it Okimta, they already paid, and they're not holding the money in their hands. Right? Mm-hmm. He makes it, they already paid, and it's not Oksin skiros to yadu. Right? But ein Oksin haskiros. Okay, this is the case of Yagrav. Yagrav says, they aren't holding skirt, you don't know. He's just accusing them of lying. Right? This is against the Magen Mishnah. This is against the Lacha Mishnah. And it's against the nice flow of the Gemara. So it's going to Rav Yehmer. Rav Yehmer just talking about how they're holding money in their hand. What's the really tough part here? Why is this, besides the fact that it's against, okay, the fact it's against someone else, we don't need muscle punish. The shop's right, he's right. But it doesn't fit so on the flow of the Gemara that's coming up from Yehmer. It's not the end of the world, but what's the real problem with the shop?
I was going to say, some reason why it doesn't break the flow. Meaning Rav Yehmer told us that the stoma, they didn't pay yet. And then
so everything else did there for Yehmer. Rabba says, okay, fine.
We want to know the halacha.
Okay, I'll tell you what my problem with the shach is. My problem with the shach is that it shouldn't matter what he timed us. A nogeva dover, you have to time the apostle nogeva dover? After all, Helchus Eidos, did the Rama ever say anything about a taina? Helchus Eidos said nogeva dover is tussle. Don't tell me a nogeva dover is only possible if you're taina. A, it makes no sense. B, then in all of Hilchus Eidos, he told us nogeva dover is possible, and he waited till an obscure detail told me them to tell us the event to be taina. That's impossible. The rules of Eidos are in the general halacha of nogeva dover in Torah and Hilchus Eidos. In all of Eidos, said nogeva dover is possible. Stop. So I find that you're right. It's against people. Okay, that's life. It's not exactly the direct flow word to word of the Gemara, but that's certainly far from Aki. Far from Aki, if I agree. I think the biggest problem is that the reason I can't accept the shot is that that the kasha shahari nogeya bedavar pasol aflitaina kidemukha behelkos eidos. If you want to say Hilchus Eidos, he didn't cover every single detail of Ketzer Gittel Shonet, Tena. You want to tell him, he didn't tell you the rules of Yehudah and Hilchus Eidos? No, and Hilchus Eidos, but Yehudah and Hilchus Eidos. I can't accept the Shach of all. I have to go with the Ramah himself, even though, again, how well we defend the Ramah, I don't know. The Magen Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, and most Achronim. Most of the Achronim say, no, the Okimta is the Ochzin Asirot Vyoda Ba'afilu Hachi Psulem Em Ta'an Hame'agir. That's the finish. It's not, this is not Hilchus Eidos. We already know from Hilchus Eidos they didn't pay up their Ogeva Dover. That's no finish. The finish is even if they are holding the money. And still, if you taina, then they're puzzled. Question is, why would your taina make them puzzled? And here, I think that, again, I apologize for putting the Shaar Mishpah in brackets. The Shaar Mishpah said a lot of interesting things. The reason I put it in brackets is he was close to what I want to say. And realize they have Nazal said what I want to say. So, because I disagree with four things of the Shaar Mishpah. And Rav Chana discussed it here also. It's a famous Shaar Mishpah. Rav Chana discussed it all the time. But anyway, what does the Lecha Mishnah say? The Lecha Mishnah says, he points out something. He says that what's the, he says something interesting. He says, does the Rambam say the Pshat is no Geya B'Dover? What did the Lecha Mishnah say? Does the Rambam say the Pshat is no Geya B'Dover? Is that the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lashon of the Geya B'Dover? Let me read it to you. You ready? I'm reading it to you. V'tan bal chatzar v'amar yaviu edim shadar b'yom v'layla. Shrichin el asochin l'havi raya shadar b'tamid. Right? Shezeh hadavar tolui b'hen. It depends on them. But you know, tolui b'tan is a machzik. It doesn't depend on the time of the machzik. They should be made for him. Does tolui b'hen sound like the yidavar? Does tolui b'hen sound like the yidavar? It's tolui on them? That doesn't sound lost in the Giba Dover to me. The Giba Dover means like they are tully on the Aegis. Ah, their money, their bank account is tully on the Aegis. The Aegis is tully on them, really does not sound like the Giba Dover. What does it sound like? The Aegis is tully on them. What would you say? No, you don't have a phrase, a two-word phrase that's almost one word. It sounds more like Baal Dover to me. The Aegis is about them. What do I should say? Hold on a second. This has nothing to do with Hilchus Eidos. Hilchus Eidos, they testified. Let's say they testified what they did. maybe they testified that he bought it b'shtar. Maybe they testified he bought it b'kesef. They testified he bought it b'chalipin. They testified someone else died and left him b'yerusha. They testified that the guy was sane when he sold it to him, etc. In Helfus Avis, it's talking about a gebetah. They're not talking about what they did. They're talking about what happened. Then there's a psalm in the gebetah. But in Helfus Avis, they're not just talking about what happened. They're talking about what they did. We live there day and night. If we live there day and night, then we might not be no gebetah. Because it makes no difference just financially. But we're a baldover. We're talking about ourselves. You can't testify about yourself. If you testify about yourself, you're a Baal Dover. That is the insight of the Lecha Mishnah, which I think is half the answer to the Rambam. Right? He says, the Rambam says, Eina Sokrin Emanim Kolomar, she says, Ha'ida Tal Mashim Atman Asu. They're being made on themselves. Right? They're being made on themselves. But Me'idim Al Atzman. Right? And therefore, they're not Neman on Atzman. Oh, what about Hofes Eidus? That's when they're made on. They're both made that their landlord wins. But Helfus Avis, their maid, their landlord wins, not because of a story about them. Helfus Koyim Benetan, their maid, their landlord wins to the story about them. So I think that's already half the battle. What does the Lecha Mishnah say? Says the Lecha Mishnah, Helfus Avis is only a chashash nogea b'davar. Ki einam me'idim Alma Sheheim Asu. But in Hilchas Toin Benetan, and a Shachto Gehavadar you can get rid of by showing up with the money in court and saying, look, I'll pay you whoever. I have no stake in the matter. I have no skin in the game. That's how you say it nowadays, right? I have no skin in the game. Mm-hmm. Right? And this can be solved by bringing the money to Bezdin. However, in Toyim Benetan, no, this is a shash of a baldavar. Shahare me'idim heim al ma sheheim asu. And you know, a baldavar is not sal just so you have no skin in the game. A baldavar is a baldavar. And can't be salved. Thus, you can't solve it that way. Now, however, the Lecha Mishnah still needs some more, because if the psul is Baal Dover, what are you going to say against the Lecha Mishnah? What? What is the matter of the time? If it's a Baal Dover, it's a Baal Dover. If not, it's not a Baal Dover. What difference does it make if it's a time of the psul Baal Dover? Not to mention the fact that it's actually not true. Again, these questions on the Lecha Mishnah, it could be that he really had in mind the answers to these questions. He just wasn't so explicit. I'm not saying he got it wrong. I just said he didn't explain it. And also, like, of course you can testify what you yourself did. And call it Tarkula. I can test. We paskin shlich nasei. If I send two shluchim to go do something, they can testify that they did it. Right? And I'll win the case. So what do you think if you die from the Rambam? I think here's the important word in the Rambam. What's the important part of the Rambam? And again, the Ibn Azal really says this very, very explicitly. If you look, Alatar, I apologize for not warning you in advance. I think if you look at the Rambam, what's the key to the Rambam? It's not just that he made a taina. It's not just that he said, maybe they're puzzle. No, that his taina wasn't maybe they're puzzle. Again, here I'm not sure if I'm talking about the Rabbi Abraham. The Rambam didn't say the taina is maybe they're puzzle. What changed? Look at this. Listen, look, read the Rambam carefully. V'tan bal chatzav amar yaviyu eidim shadar v'yom v'layla. What's weird about that phrase? The Ma'ara says, yaviyu eidim. What would you have written? Amar, would you have written Yavil?
Yavo Edim
or Yavi Edim. I time with the Machzik bring Edim. What do you mean Yavil Edim? He's not timing with the Machzik bring better Edim because these Edim are puzzle. He's timing let the Sochrim bring better Edim. Why does the Sochrim have to bring better Edim? Are the Sochrim a party to this lawsuit? The answer is. Now they are. That's the timer for the Rambam. For the Rambam, the timer is not about timing, I suspect, Saul. Again, the Abramah sounds like it is, and I don't understand him unless you're going to say it's a little lavdavka. But the Rambam is super duper meduyuk. He says, and obviously that was his girsa in the Gemara. He didn't have lesu. He had Laisu, let them bring, or, you know, however he worked it out in the diktuk. You know, he had a plural. Let them bring was his girsa. What is he saying? Until now, I've been suing the Masik. I'll be the Mari now. I've been suing Aryeh. Aryeh, you stole my house. Aryeh brings Reuben and Shimon. And since they test my interview for 3 years, all of a sudden I turn and say, hold on a second. New party to the lawsuit, right? Reuben and Shimon, I'm suing you. You owe me 180,000 shekel. They say, what do you mean we owe you 180,000 shekel? We're here to testify that we were here as shluchim of Aryeh, as shluchim of Aryeh for day and night for 3 years, and it's his, and therefore we don't owe you any money. I say, no, you owe me 100, I'm suing you. You must bring me aid. What is the Rambam's lashon is? The Rambam's lashon is, shrichin elu shluchim lahavi raya shador batamid. Yeah, look at his lashon. He doesn't, there's no more machzik. I mean, there's no more machzik. It's not about the machzik anymore. I'm now suing the shluchim. The shluchim have to bring aid, and they were there day and night. Now it's up to them. Basically, for the Rambam, the taina is, I don't stop. In addition to suing the machzik, I start suing the sokrim. You know, I said, oh, now that you testify, you're in trouble. You just have a hodas balde that you lived in my house for 3 years without paying me. And what's the chap? Even though they're holding money, says we're happy to pay you. That doesn't help for a baldover. For Nogay Abadavar, it'll help to say, what do you mean I profit from my egos? Here's the money. Anyone take the money, I get no profit. For Baldover, it doesn't help to say I don't profit from the egos. Not at all. If I sue you, you say, oh, but I'm not going to profit either way. You say, I have insurance. It makes no difference to me. That doesn't make you kosher egos. You say, I'm willing to pay anyone anything. What's the difference? I'll work it all out. That doesn't make you kosher egos. A Baldover can't get out of it by saying, oh, here's the money, like I have no stake. A Baldover is the Baldover. That's what he's saying. Why did he become the Baldover? He didn't become the Baldover because he sues them. That's why they didn't become the Baldover. And I think now it's kind it's tough to refer it. It's such a good shot in the Rambam, it's impossible to be another shot. The Ebn Uzzel, Kedark of HaKodesh, got shot in the Rambam. You'd be surprised. The Ebn Uzzel, very, very good odds. He very often gets the Pashtun shot in the Rambam. But I think this Pashtun, if you just read the Rambam, don't ask me why all the other friends read it. No. The Rambam, he's painting it from suing the Masik to suing the Sokrim. Once you sue the Sokrim, they're a Baldover. A Baldover doesn't help pull shtick like I'll pay whoever. That doesn't help for a Baldover. And I think that's what you have to add to the Lechem Mishnah. In the Lechem Mishnah, again, could he have meant this? I don't know, but he didn't say it. But it's still Kasha. Why does a Taina make a difference? And the answer is the Ebn Uzzel. That's the real shot in the Rambam. Could you reduce a gadol using power tools, stick this into the Yad Ramah? Perhaps, or leave there on the Tzarek Iyun. You know, I'm not. I can sleep at night if I don't shot in the Yad Ramah mostly, even though I can't if I don't shot in the Rambam. I don't mean I don't sleep at all. I just mean I only sleep a little. I'm not such a drake. But said the Ebn Uzzel, and again, I apologize for the race of Shar Mishpah. Shar Mishpah is very fascinating things to say, but not as meduyak as the Ebn Uzzel. He says very poshut. He says the taina equals literally taina equals tovega hasokrim v'lo rak hamachzik, and that turns them into bali dabar, and that's meduyak in the lashon of the Rambam. The Sokrim, they have to re-aid them. Why does the Sokrim have to re-aid them? Because they're now the defendants. They have to bring the aid them. This is the Lashon HaRamba. First of all, the Haraya, I quoted before the Amos. And then the Ebn Uzzel showed me that it was right in how I understood the Ramba. Give me a second, just one thing the Ebn Uzzel says at the end. How is this different than, why not say the same thing in the Hilchos Eidos? Anytime the Sokrim are timing about anything, they're Bali Dover, because I can turn around and sue them. So he said, no. If the Sokrim's Eidos has nothing to do with them living there. The Sokrim say, well, we saw him buy it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tashin Ayin Vav in Spain. Then I could sue the Edom for the rent, but that has nothing to do. That's not the same court case, their testimony on behalf of the map of the other guy, because their testimony on behalf of the other guy has nothing to do with them living there. Coincidentally, they live there. It's only in terms of the nitan when your testimony on behalf of the other guy is that they live there. Then you can't say there's two separate court cases. We're Naman in your tzvi of the masik, but not in your tzvi of us. No. It's the same things. It's the same angels. And okay, that's because I am some. Anyway, I really think this problem, Naman Uzzle, it's the only problem that the Duyuk and the Lashon of the Rambam. And now, really, the Rambam makes a lot of sense.
Isn't that a classic case of Tesh Hassan? You can't sue someone in there that wants to agree to the test of the court case.
Isn't that a classic case of Pesha Asar? That's a fascinating question. Why don't we say they have a Pesha Asar? So the answer is, I give Shechu was over. Number one, it's not clear there's a Pesha Asar because in Tovin Nitan, they actually don't know that the Machzik wins. They just know they lived there 3 years, which would be Uriah on his behalf, but they don't have Yidiyah Brura. Maybe you can't make a Pesha Asar without Yidiyah Brura. Unclear. Okay. Anyway, the basic answer is this, is that Pesha Asar is not Machshir Ibus. Pesha Asar works for a Tanya, not for Ibus. You're right. In their Tanya, maybe they can have a Pesha Asar. And you know what? Maybe in their, first of all, it could be they don't have a Pesha. Even if in their Tanya they have a Pesha Asar, that doesn't make them Kachul Eid. They're still Bali Dover, and they're still Pasul Eidus for the Machshir. Actually, maybe they wouldn't have Pesha Asar. Maybe they wouldn't have to pay you. Who knows? But that a Pesha Asar doesn't make you a good aid for someone. It doesn't make you not a Baldover. Pesha Asar can make you win. It can't make you not a Baldover. Pesha Asar does not make you not a Baldover. That's the brilliance of saying Baldover. Not the brilliance of me, the brilliance of the Rambam. Saying Baldover. That a Pesha Asar, Amigo, all these things don't change the fact you're a Baldover. You can't take away soul Baldover with a Pesha Asar. So maybe you meant something more about your question, but we'll leave it for now because the hour is late. I'll just say the one thing which is a little dark about the Rambam is why he gave two different Shatam and Marzotra. First, he said two things. He says, if I don't believe you're there at night, you have to bring in for the night. Even if there are Sokrim there, you have to bring other Edom if I sue the Sokrim, because now the Sokrim are not good enough. So what you have to say is, somehow Bechlal Masayim Moneh, what Marzutra meant is that even if I have Edos during the day and I rely on the Sokrim for night, I can say I don't believe the night and I don't believe the Sokrim. He was saying two things at once. And the way he knew he was saying two things at once is because, first of all, he was clearly talking about suing the Sokrim by the Lashon according to him, the years according to him, but by the later Rochlim Machzim Bar Yaro, so it's clear he was also talking about general leader at night. Okay, you have to call him a Sayyamun. I mean, what's the case? The case is lots of people know you're there during the day. That's the assumption. Or everyone knows during the day, but only Sokrim know at night. So everyone knows you're there during the day. Maybe that's good enough. And the Sokrim say you're there at night. If Marzutra says my time to defeat you, it has to defeat two things. Number one, just because you're in the day doesn't prove you're there at night. And number two, just the Sokrim say you're there at night doesn't mean they're kosher even. That's on the round. We got two shot from Marzutra. Okay, we didn't get to finish the sugya, but we'll finish it in Mirza Shack next time.
Can I suggest something about Machlokas by Shema?
Yes.
Can I suggest something about the Machlokas by Shema?
Yes.
When you read the Gemara, you assumed that Rav and Abai and everything and Marzutra are coming after Rav Huna. But the way the Rambam presents the sugya is that the Machlokas Rav and Abai and the question about Shema or about the Eidus is not related to Rav Huna. Rav Huna appears after that in the Rambam. In other words, the basic question is not a question of Ritzifus for the Rambam, but a question of having Eidus that the person was there 3 years miyom miyom completely. And maybe that's why for that Shema is enough.
What you're saying that it's interesting. The Rambam,
if you connect them to Rav Huna, then the issue is the issue of Macho. Why wasn't the guy Molche? But if you connect it to the original Mishnah, to the first Mishnah, which is what the Rambam does very clearly, then the question is whether there were 3 years of Chazak, three complete years of Chazak. And there maybe Shema is enough.
I mean, you still have to explain why. Right.
I understand, but anyway,
you're right. I haven't thought about that at all. That the Rambam makes it seem like you've lost the Rishonim, like the whole Shaka Matari the Batu is about the toes, not about Ritzufos. It comes after from the Gemara. Okay, somebody you explain that. But it's not a response to Rakuna. And if so, maybe that changes things.
Where's he going? He's just going on the Mishnah?
Yeah. He's going on the Mishnah. You know, maybe even you could, if you want to be a little bit mifupal, you could say, well, the last thing they said is the Havmi of the Mishnah is Lafuke Mikutos. How can you say it's Lafuke Mikutos? Don't we say Mikutos are okay, whatever, however you work it out. You know, Shari Tabor Flonanalu. I hear what you're saying. It's a fascinating angle. I have to figure out where to go with it. That's a very nice Ha'ara. Except the Ha'ara, I'm not sure where to go with it.